This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from undergroundusa.com, the website, undergroundusa.com, is Frank Salvato. Yes, sir. And there they are. And here they go. Thank you, guys. Okay, they had to go back in real quick because it might rain on them in a few minutes. But anyway.
Tell me about it.
Right. Are you? Yeah, I know. We'll get to that in a minute, too. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the Afghanistan government has fallen. The Afghan president left the capital of Kabul on Sunday with his entourage and suitcases full of American dollars, we were told, many suitcases full, and Kabul airport, where we now have several thousand American troops, American citizens, and foreign citizens have taken refuge there, have been drawn under Taliban fire. So we don't know exactly what the circumstances at the moment. We're having to rely, just like everybody else, on the standard news sources that are out there. But I've seen plenty of pictures, and our friend Colonel Jim has sent us some pictures, too. And it looks like as if we've got one huge mess.
Yeah, that's the understatement of the millennium. This is a very bad situation, especially for those people who are trapped in the airport.
Yeah,
but Biden says he's sending now 6,000
yep.
Marines in there
yep.
to try and extract those people.
Mm-hmm.
If the Taliban want to fight, that's going to be a heck of a firefight.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've not only left a whole bunch of tactical equipment behind that they get to use in this now, giving them, aiding them in being able to be nefarious should we have to go to weapons to get those people out of there. But these aren't just a ragtag group of people anymore. They have been through generations of fighting some of the most lethal fighting forces in the world.
Yep.
Starting with Britain, then you went into the Soviet Union, and now the U.S. and NATO.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they're just getting up and loading the rifle they have in the closet, getting on, you know, and getting over there to try to shoot. They know how to do this now.
Yeah. Plus, they've got better weapons than what they've had, too, because they got a bunch of our equipment.
Absolutely. This was not thought out, and that's becoming the brand and part and parcel of this administration. They don't think anything through. I used to think that it was a coordinated and very well calculated, shrewd effort to try and hobble the United States in order to facilitate the great reset and the bring about of a global elite oligarchy here in the United States. Now I just think they're freaking stupid.
Well,
you never think anything through.
Well,
nothing.
You pointed something out when we were talking before we came on there, before the top of the hour here, and you pointed something out about the clock when Biden was sitting there with that photo op, because that was a photo op. That's all that was of him supposedly doing something. Well, tell me about the clock that you noticed.
When you look at the clock from that Situation Room, there's only 3 hours difference between London and Moscow, and that means that either the clocks are wrong at Camp David, or the picture was taken well before the change in time over there when there's another hour disparity. So it's not a legitimate picture.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it could have even been a picture from a while back.
You bet. You bet. You know, so, but, you know, now you have to ask the legitimate question. Are the clocks even right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't get anything right. Every single thing this administration has touched has turned to garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as if they go, well, let's just do it. Did you think about the consequences of this? Well, we don't want to be bothered with that. We're just going to do it because it feels good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, talk about a level of incompetence and ineptitude. And sheer stupidity.
Yep.
It's incredible.
Here's what I know. I know General Frank McKenzie, the commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East. I know General Austin Scott Miller, who led NATO forces in Afghanistan. And I know even the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who I don't have much use for, General Mark Milley, all advised President Biden to keep at least 2,500 troops in Afghanistan while stepping up their diplomacy to try to cement a peace agreement. They ignored it. Biden and company, we got what we got. And when we come back, more with Frank Silvano from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't forget to check out his podcast over there. It's pretty doggone good, if I do say so myself. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it right after I tell you about Moss Nissan. By the way, that total is both terrestrial radio and internet, and it's sizable, and there are nights when it's higher than that. Now, it's amazing how they get customers at Moss Nissan from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, too, up and down the East Coast, through the Midwest, and all the way out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you can dream of. By the way, Moss's motto is simple, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, test drive the hottest SUV on the market right now. That would be the Nissan Rogue. By the way, they've made that car such that it's almost like sitting in a Murano. That's how big the inside of that car is right now. Now, don't forget, clean trade-ins. Oh, my goodness, are they commanding a great resale price. So take advantage. Upgrade your ride now. And by the way, you want to sell your car? Get a hold of them. They'll give you an appraisal and give you a check right on the spot if that's what you want to do. The used vehicles are worth up to 45% more depending on the vehicle that you're driving. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. Don't forget, their locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll save even more money. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
When it comes to the Taliban situation and Al-Qaeda, I noticed a couple of things about the fighters yesterday. I noticed there was a lot more younger fighters in this group that were making their appearance on the streets of Kabul and elsewhere in Afghanistan, which tells me that they're going to have like a second coming of that group, which could be worse than the first. And you want to talk about recruiting? Holy smokes.
Yeah, this is going to be a gigantic recruiting tool, not only in Afghanistan, but throughout the Middle East, and maybe and very possibly beyond that, because the narrative that's going to be floated is we kicked the U.S.'s butt.
Yep.
And if you come and join us, we will expel the great Satan from the Middle East and advance the Islamic Caliphate around the world. And you even had one of the leaders of the Taliban yesterday tell Al Jazeera, which just coincidentally happened to be in the neighborhood, you know, that, yeah, you've got to remember, the jihad goes on. It doesn't end until Islam is the dominant religion around the world. He was very forthright about the fact that this is not the end of what we're doing. It's going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Quran says that Islam must rule the world. I'm paraphrasing there, but it's in there. That's the verse. It's, mm-hmm. You cannot stop jihad until Islam rules the world. So what did we do? We gave them a secure place to entertain all types of groups from around the Middle East that want to do bad things to everyone in the West.
Right.
And we did so as the Taliban is partnering with China, who we already know doesn't really care about putting a million people in slave labor camps.
Nope.
And committing genocide when they're partnering with China. And so China can actually give them a lot more backup than they had before.
Now, we've got several thousand people inside the Kabul airport that went there to seek shelter, more trying to get in there. Americans are there. Other European countries are there. Our ambassador has left the embassy, and he's there at the airport. I'm not sure if they've gotten him out yet or not, or if they've gotten anybody out yet or not, because they were taking some fire yesterday, and it's just a matter of time. And by the way, did you see the C-17s lined up on the military side of the airport?
Yeah.
We had a bunch of them there. Mm-hmm.
This is all hands on deck,
yep.
And it's not going to be easy to get them out of there because
no.
With the Taliban in control of the city, they may not be in control of the airport, but them in control of the city, taking off is going to be a risk.
They are going to get shot at from all angles if they've got that thing surrounded with small arms fire. They're going to try to hit them with RPGs, whatever they can. You take down a C-17 loaded with a bunch of people, that's going to be a big mess. And here's what I suggested. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and don't think that they won't use that for propaganda to recruit people, too.
Well, I yesterday went on social media and sent an open letter to President Joe Biden. It was simple. It was concise. It said, President Biden, you need to drop a couple of MOABs right now on top of the Taliban around the Kabul airport so we can get our people out. I haven't heard anything back.
And do you know why you won't?
I know.
Because they're too busy trying to say that they have to establish contact with the new leaders of Afghanistan to come to a diplomatic solution, a more infantile thought process about how to go about this than has ever been expressed before from anybody in government.
You mean the one that said that the one Taliban guy, I guess he was a spokesman, and he said that the war is now over for them because they're in charge of the country?
Yeah. I mean, who's in charge at the State Department?
I don't know.
You have to ask.
I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I got one other little thing here before we get through a telephone call that just came in here. The Atlantic, which is certainly a liberal publication, right?
Yeah.
They've written a story about the tragic end result of what Biden's abandonment of the Afghani people is going to do to those people that were the first to help us that are still over there. that they're going to just line them up and just shoot them dead.
Absolutely. And to add to that, that every female in that country just got viciously oppressed.
Yep.
They will not go to school. They will not drive. They will not go outside. They will be in full burqa. They will be escorted by members of their family, or they'll be stoned to death.
Yep. All right, let's go to the caller, Bag M and Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. What we need to do about that airport over there, we need to bring in a KC-130-something gunships and some Apache helicopters to support them. That's exactly what we need to do.
I hear you, but we're not going to do it, and you know it.
Brain dead Biden strikes again.
I know it.
All right.
All right, thank you. No, we're not going to do it. We're not going to lift our finger. I had that discussion with Denise Simon. I'm going to have that discussion right after you get through here at the bottom of the hour, Frank, with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired U.S. Army, as to why we don't have a gunship up there wiping out this perimeter that seems to want to be firing at us.
We have the capability to get our people out of there safe. We just don't have the will to do it with this administration in office.
Yeah.
They think that there's going to be some sort of diplomatic connection with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't going to be.
Yep.
And they're already acquiescing to it. They're already making statements about diplomatic lines and we're going to keep the embassy open because we need to have a diplomatic presence.
Yeah.
They don't want your diplomatic presence.
They don't care. They don't care. That's not what they do. That's not what they're about. And anybody that knows anything about the Taliban and their historical presence knows that they don't want to any outside presence.
No, they don't want any Western culture at all. They made that plain to the British. They made that plain to the Soviets. And they've made it plain to the U.S. and NATO.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of our country. We're going to do what we want to do because this is our country. Well, their country is, under Sharia law, is a pretty oppressive place.
Yes.
Freedom doesn't reign there.
No.
And nation building, as a rule for the United States, has to stop when it comes to intervening against people who have gave free harbor, safe harbor, to organizations that slaughter Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Go over there, punish them for what they did, tell them, if you do it again, we're coming back 10 times worse, so don't think about it, and leave.
Yeah, and of course, Biden is trying to blame Trump. They mentioned Trump several times, the Biden folks, but Trump says, no, Joe, you need to resign. You just need to resign.
Absolutely. Bottom line, Biden's an idiot.
Yeah. And here we go, and I got to let you go because we're going to be doing something different this morning, but I will talk to you on Friday, my man.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go there, check him out, see everything he has to offer.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Afghanistan Provisional Government has failed. At least 3 people were killed Monday at the Kabul airport amid Taliban takeover in the city. The Taliban overran the capital city of Kabul over the weekend as President Biden stayed on vacation. The Taliban are now the 35th largest air force in the world thanks to U.S. assets left behind. Former ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker on Bloomberg TV last week says the Afghan government will not survive.
It is beyond disingenuous for the president to say now we've made all these inputs and that's up to them to fight for their own country when he embraced the process and he owns it lock, stock, and barrel, guaranteeing that the government would probably not survive.
The Taliban captured Bagram Air Base on Sunday and released thousands of prisoners, including many senior al-Qaeda operatives. The death toll from Haiti's 7.2 magnitude earthquake climbed to nearly 1,300 people on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, there are four Everglades Equipment Group stores within the sound of my voice around the state of Florida, and we are broadcasting to every one of them. We've got affiliates in all four different locations where they're at. Now, I want to remind everybody that the Everglades Equipment Group, yep, they're the guys that sell the green tractors and mowers and parts and all that sort of stuff, but they've got reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. They'll repair just about anything you want to bring in there that's farm-related or equipment-related, tractor or mower, or maybe even they got a leaf blower or something. They can try to help you out with all of that. So give them a break by going to one of their local Everglades Equipment Group stores. Remember, reliable equipment, fair prices, an extraordinary service, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining me this morning with a special edition, because normally you hear him on Wednesday mornings, we have Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you here in the great United States of America and not ashore in Afghanistan this morning.
Well, my God in heaven, man. I'm telling you, I went through Vietnam and I went through 1975 and I went through the embassy and the whole nine yards, and they're going, well, this is like that. No, it's not. This is worse. Worse.
Yeah, I've seen a picture that's been formulating and going out a lot on the Internet. It's got a picture of the evacuation of the embassy in Saigon, and then it's got a recent picture from 2 days ago, evacuation of the U.S. embassy in Kabul, trying to draw the parallels. But I think you're right. There is some fundamental differences there, and I've been responding to all those with my own thing that says, hey, well, you need sandwiched in between there is Benghazi. And I think that there are things both in common with Saigon, but what happened in Benghazi has in some ways much more in common with the travesty that has come to fruition in Kabul right now than Saigon ever had. And I'm with you. I agree. It's far worse than that. But you know, let's look, take a look back in just the last couple days. On Saturday, we had a battalion of the 82nd Airborne, about 3,000 troops, deployed to secure the egress of American personnel from Afghanistan and Kabul. And then on Sunday, we had a battalion from the 82nd that was slated to go to Kuwait, that was instead, deferred switched to go to, Kabul to do that. And I think there was about 600, British soldiers that were sent in to serve the same purpose.
Yes,
but
sir.
There's about 60 nations altogether, Western friendly nations that have, some of them only have one or two personnel, some of them have a few more. And of course, we have the largest share of that, as we always have had, in there to do that. And then I noticed that yesterday, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, she came out and she had the same stunning response as everybody, saying, "We just didn't know it was going to happen so quickly, and we got to move rapidly to get our personnel out." But the report last night was that the U.S. Embassy in Kabul was cleared of U.S. personnel.
Right.
Probably except for a few military, I'm sure, but U.S. Personnel, and that part of the airport, the international airport in Kabul, at least that part of the airport that needs to be secured to get the egress of U.S. personnel was secured, but of course there's reports about, as expected, as has happened in Saigon, as has happened in Benghazi, just thousands of Afghanis, many of whom were counting on us to look out for them, that were on the airport looking at the air, and of course the U.S. military forces having to fire shots into the air and all that to keep them back just so that they could taxi aircraft or line up aircraft to egress out of there to leave. It's sad. There's no way rosy picture they can put on this. There is no good news story in this whatsoever at all. This didn't happen in the last couple of days. This is decades in the making. It's a decade of I think a failure of our intelligence, and in part, even when the intelligence was there, we had the intelligence, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was there. I'm not an intelligence personnel. I was an armored cavalry officer, but I believe the intelligence was there. But the intelligence is only as good as those that are willing, one, to pay attention to it and put priority on listening to certain things instead of other things that will paint different stories. And unfortunately, we pay the price when we're very selective in that. And frankly, I blame some of the senior military leadership for not saying, hey, listen, to all the presidents in the last 20 years, but particularly in this year, to President Biden, say, listen here. You need to hear this, and we need to do this. But as I've said on the Wednesday show with you, it was pretty clear that the main emphasis throughout the entire administration and Biden, to include the Department of Defense and to include the Intelligence Committee, is how do we reverse and how do we do things differently than President Donald Trump? That was the priority.
Well, Colonel,
so they,
Colonel, one of my friends, one of my Gold Star friends who I knew before I knew Craig Gross, Billy Vaughn, is on Fox News right now talking about the situation and the Gold Star parents' reaction. But he told me, and one of the things he wanted me to mention was, we're disgracing the memory of these young men and women that were killed along the line because of what we're doing. And Joe Biden has got to own this like he owns the pants that he's wearing. You know what I'm saying? He's got to own this, period. And we can't let him forget it. This is a big red herring he's going to hang around his neck. It's going to stick with him till hell freezes over.
Yeah, the American troops on the ground, whether it was Iraq, Afghanistan, everywhere, I reconciled a long time ago my service and my two tours in Iraq that the folks in I worked around with of all the services, we did our job. We served honorably, there was morality in war despite the incredible circumstances and the kind of choices that young soldiers had to make on their own.
Yep.
We can be proud.
Well,
of
I want to
American soldier, Army, Navy. But,
yeah, I want to take a caller here. We've got a VA, a retired VA nurse on the phone, and I think I know where she's going to go because I've been talking about this tonight. I'm concerned about the PTSD. Now we had our problems, but these young people are having more. So, Mary, what's on your mind?
Well, it's really kind of not related to that because my dad was a retired colonel, flew around in New Guinea in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
My husband was a Vietnam vet, 67, 68, 69, and I was in the Navy during Desert Storm. And I got to tell you, I watched the destruction of the military with these woke people.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of wondering how many of those people in Congress are now worried about how many people of color are serving, how many people of white are serving, and where are all these people going to the bathroom while they're over there fighting and thinking of sexual harassment rather than fighting? That's what I want to know, because they are taking a shot at the military. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Colonel.
And she's right. You know, as I often say, we need to wake up. We don't need to become woke, but we need to wake up. And, you know, if you got a silver lining, and I says there is no good news, there's a silver lining that maybe, just maybe, the American people, the people that have been indifferent to all this or have been defensive of the wokeness that has pervaded our culture. It's pervaded our culture, not just the exterior politics of things and all our institutions, include the Department of Defense, but maybe, just maybe, we will become awake and we'll see that this will not work because, you know, in combination with the catastrophe on the southern border, here close to home, and what would the world has to be witnessing in Afghanistan and the unresolved things elsewhere, which may or may not get our attention with, you know, the rise of China as a global power, South China Sea and the Caribbean, with Korea is unchanged. Don't think for a minute that anything's different there. So where we go? But you take a look at who is winning here. Who's winning here? Well, guess what? The Russians already came out and they said that tomorrow, Tuesday, that they will be meeting with Taliban leaders. On Saturday, or no, actually it was last Wednesday, the Chinese came out and said, we are ready to meet with the Taliban leadership and recognize the Taliban as the rightful rulers in Afghanistan. There you go. So even though militarily and strategically the Chinese and the Russians don't have much to gain from that, but they will win.
Oh, the Chinese do. They're going to get all that lithium. Colonel, I got to go because here comes the music.
Okay.
But fantastic segment. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday, my friend.
All right. See you then.
All right. That's the Lieutenant Colonel, retired Kevin Wright. And I'll tell you what, the guy knows his stuff. We appreciate having him on the radio show. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Don't forget, Mark Walters was on the air last night all across the country with his Armed American Radio, and you can find out more about him by going to armedamericaradio.org. That's all you got to do. All righty, this portion of the broadcast brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that won't. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can also call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, and don't forget this one, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the number to call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Save yourself a bunch of money. All righty. Well, now, let's go to Patrick Island, the Sports Zone guy. Mr. Patrick Island, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
I want to start talking about the baseball player, Mr. Gilbert, the rookie, who got out there very first game in the major leagues, and the guy throws a no-hitter, and his dad's in the stand going nuts.
Shuts out the Padres Saturday night. Pretty good game. The kid pitched fantastic. Pitcher always has an advantage if you've never faced him because you don't know what he has and what he's bringing. So that was pretty cool. The kid took advantage of it and did a fantastic job. Yeah. Very happy for him.
The Arizona Diamondbacks, right?
Yes, sir.
And they're having a rough year, but he put a little spark to the fans, which I like. Been a very interesting year, Captain. You know, we spoke last week about these games, 14 runs, 18 runs, 20 runs.
Uh-huh.
Last night's game, the Dodgers put 14 up on the board. You have that, but then you also have 8 no-hitters this year, Captain. That's the record for 1 year. So it's been a really interesting year with pitching being fantastic at times and then being terrible. Just very much of a roller coaster with the scoring in Major League Baseball this year. But it's been a lot of fun to watch, and I hope people have been enjoying it. And I'm looking forward to the playoffs and the World Series. And the dream game is pretty cool, Captain, there in the cornfield. That's a really neat place. I hope they do more games there. That'd be nice.
I think they do have more than one game there. Don't they play some minor league games there?
No, they just created this for this one-time thing.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Talking about making it. You know, they should get a minor league team there. Yeah, they're right in the heart of Iowa, and it's a beautiful part of our country. The old farmland, they call them flyover, you know, states and flyover towns, but that's the heart and soul of America.
Now,
without them, we're not eating. Go ahead, Kevin.
Now, let's talk a little football, because I want to talk about the Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence, Mr. Number One, numero uno. He made two incredible throws in his preseason debut versus the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. The kid has all the ability in the world. You know, they've been saying since eighth grade that Skinny's going to be a pro. So we're going to see. Jacksonville's in a rebuilding program, and sometimes that can be tough. Two things are going to happen. They're going to come out of this like the Dallas Cowboys did with Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith. We got the kid, ETA from Clemson, who can play. Just one of Trevor's players with him, so that's going to be helpful. They got some wide receivers there. We're going to see if the Jaguars in a couple of years can make something happen, and if Urban Meyer can turn into the next Jimmy Johnson. So that's going to be very interesting to watch.
Speaking of Jimmy Johnson,
yes, sir.
He's very high on Lawrence, but he's also very high on Mr. Love with the Packers.
Yeah,
I think got hurt.
Yeah, I'm unhit up, but he should be fine. I mean, he's Aaron Rodgers' heir apparent, so we're going to see what happens. I'm sure Aaron's going to finish out the year with Green Bay, and then we'll see what happens after that, And all the Green Bay Packer fans are hoping that this can be their year, because this is their window, and it's barely cracked. See if he can pull off the Tom Brady this year like Tom Brady pulled off of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year to win it all.
Yeah, now there was an incident with the Jaguars' Tim Tebow. There was something on social media where they were just ripping him for a block that he missed, a blocking attempt, in the preseason game, and he just blew it.
Yeah, everybody makes mistakes in preseason, so I don't know why they're coming down so hard on the kid.
That's why they come out preseason.
Yeah, and he's giving me 100%. He just wants to be around, sports. And they're admiring him of friends, obviously. That's what happens in sports and in life. You want to mingle with your friends. You're going to work with your friends. And I hope he makes the team. It's not looking good right now, Captain, because they got about 3 tight ends on there that are a little bit better than him right now. So
why?
He can crack it.
Why did they have, a riot, a brawl between fans at SoFi Stadium out there in California?
Well, you're having the TV problems. You're having, the political problems out there. Homelessness and shelters are terrible out there. People are just Californians. We need to help that state out, and they need to help themselves out, too.
Why not to help them out?
Yeah.
Take Los Angeles and the surrounding area and just cut it off and let it sink.
Stop it. Oh, it used to be one of the best parts of the country. Now it's not. It's a shame.
Not anymore.
Can't have these states that have to rely on, not taking care of themselves. It's gotta stop. You need to wake up in this country. It's like in sports. All the teams better wake up and start looking out for their fans and not doing things that, disassociate from the fans or get them upset.
Okay, so let me ask you this, and then we'll close. What do you think? What do you think is going to be the big deal this week going on? The Tampa Bay Rays football? What? What's it going to be?
Well, you know, it's really a big deal. It's going to be captain all around the whole state, Florida and California and those states. High school football starts. I think that's going to be a big deal.
What, this
Texas,
week?
Yeah, this week is when it all starts. So for high school football, so it's going to be big for a lot of communities out there. And, yeah, people are going to look at the football teams and see what the baseball teams are going to do.
All right.
As far as making a playoff look. Yeah, Cap, well, thank you. And God bless you, and I'll talk to you all soon.
Yep, you will. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland, and he's going to tell you all about right now what it is that he does.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty. The left-wing media is attacking Florida's conservative policies and America's best governor, Ron DeSantis. Now, you can join me for a special in-person appearance and address by Governor Ron DeSantis as he speaks to the broken policies of the White House and the left Thursday, September the 23rd, at the Grand Hyatt, Tampa Bay. You'll also hear from Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher and Larry Elder, who could very easily be the governor-elect of California at that time. And they'll be joined by our own Tampa's Rebecca Walser, who is with Walser Wealth Management, and Alfredo Ortiz, who happens to be the president of the Job Creators Network. Now, the tickets are going to go fast on this, so don't wait. You can get your tickets today by going to theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Get your tickets over there, and I hope to see you Thursday night, the 23rd of September, at this great, great, great event. Now, not to be outdone, but today, most of what you're going to hear everywhere is going to be Afghanistan. Now, I did talk earlier in the show about Haiti. That's a terrible situation. I just hope that the right people get the money and the right people do the right things when it comes to Haiti, because I remember all too well what happened the last go-around when they had a bad situation in Haiti. A lot of money never got to where it was supposed to go. And the Clinton Foundation was involved in some of that. Now, I don't want to say that they were doing things they weren't supposed to, but there certainly were people that got caught with their hands in the cookie jar. So let's think about that, and let's think about everything else that's going on in the world in which we live in. And remember, this program is all about we the people, we the people. We run the show. They work for us. And don't you forget it. I'll see you all tonight, live.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.